Hello and welcome to this UK Defence Club podcast. I am Efkaris Rokanis and I am a senior claims executive with the club. This podcast deals with the recent developments regarding sanctions on Belarus. On the 19th of April 2021, it was announced that OFAC is revoking Belarus General License 2G and replacing it with Belarus General License 2H. This new license authorizes a 45-day wind-down period for certain transactions involving 9 sanctioned Belarusian state-owned entities and entities in which they own a 50% or greater interest, which were previously authorized pursuant to Belarus General License 2G. Sanctions on Belarus were first imposed in 2006 pursuant to Executive Order 13405, blocking property of certain persons undermining democratic processes or institutions in Belarus. In 2015, OFAC issued General License Number 2, broadly authorizing transactions with 9 state-owned companies and their subsidiaries without lifting the sanctions that were in place. Between October 2015 and April 2021, OFAC continuously renewed the General License, permitting US and non-US persons to do business with these companies and their subsidiaries. This position has now changed with a new general license imposing a 45-day wind-down period during which all business and activities with the 9 companies and their subsidiaries must be wound down. Any transactions with the previously licensed entities that are not ordinarily incident and a necessity to wind down existing business are now prohibited and with respect to non-US persons, sanctionable. Following the expiration of the wind-down period, on the 3rd of June 2021, US persons will be prohibited from engaging in any transactions with these companies or their subsidiaries. Non-US persons determined to have materially assisted, supported, or provided financial, material, or technological support for, or goods or services in support of any of the companies or their subsidiaries will risk sanctions. Accordingly, members with Belarus-related business, especially involving the oil industry, should carefully perform due diligence to evaluate their transactions and supply chains in order to determine not only whether they are dealing with any of the specifically named companies, but also whether any of their subsidiaries are involved. The European Union and the United Kingdom have also imposed restrictive measures since 2020 and in 2021, including asset freezes against targeted individuals and companies, and restrictions on arms and equipment that may be used for internal repression. I hope that you have found this podcast useful, and please join us for our next update.